You're listening to SBS News.
For this student from Honduras, Australia seemed like the perfect place to learn, explore and work. We will call her Carolina as she requests not to be identified. The 23-year-old soon found out living out that dream wasn't all she expected.
My hope is to leave this job, because every time I remember that they've taken advantage of me, it annoys me.
The 23-year-old worked at a cafe restaurant in Sydney for almost 18 months as a waitress and barista while studying leadership and management at SELC College, a private English language college catering for international students. Even before the coronavirus pandemic hit, Carolina was working for just $20 an hour, which is below the minimum wage. When the business suffered during the lockdowns, her wage plummeted to just $11.
I was paid $11 because the sales weren't very high, so they told me that's all they could offer. If not, they made me understand they'd let me go.
Her experience is not a unique situation. A new survey of wage theft among more than 5,000 international students in Australia shows it's still endemic. It found more than three quarters were paid below the minimum casual hourly wage. 26% earned $12 or less an hour, most prevalent among Chinese respondents. Associate Professor Basina Farbenbloom from the University of New South Wales says those figures reflect a larger issue.
It's pretty clear that wage theft remains business as usual for employers of international students. I think exploitation is a spectrum, and at one end lies modern slavery. And I think that we do see that when this cohort become extremely vulnerable, and especially when we have people in this situation now who are just so desperate for an income. And many international students have been stuck here not by choice. They haven't been able to get home for various reasons. And I think that's where we see that really predatory behaviour, when you have an exceptionally vulnerable cohort who don't have support.
Almost two-thirds didn't try to access help, with most of those fearing they'd lose their job and others didn't want anything to jeopardise their visa. This is why Carolina doesn't want to be identified.
I don't know if I need a lawyer. I don't know to what lengths it'll go to, if it will affect my visa. And the most comfortable position is to stay quiet, because you don't know what to expect if you say something.
The study authors say that tendency among international students not to speak up or report their employer sets up an environment where businesses feel they can get away with wage theft, and that's expected to only get worse as economies reopen. The former chair of the Migrant Workers Task Force, Ellen Fells, says the sooner jail sentences for deliberate underpays are brought in, the better.
Action now is more important than ever. Coronavirus has made the problem worse. There's more pressure on employers not to pay fully, and students are more exploitable. Our task force found very widespread, serious underpayment of thousands and thousands of temporary migrant workers, especially foreign students.
Education Minister Dan Tehan emphasises the government is targeting employee exploitation.
We don't want to see that occurring in Australia. It's why we've resourced the Fair Work Ombudsman to be able to clamp down on any exploitation of workers.
Labor's education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek says the opposition also takes the issue very seriously.
We are open to considering anything that prevents workers from being exploited at such a difficult time.
As for Carolina, her message of warning to other international students is to be careful, be aware of what you are supposed to be earning, and don't let an employer take advantage of you. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.